From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The office of Timmins MPP Gilles Bisson remains open, albeit without him for the next 4 weeks. The longtime New Democratic member of the legislature suffered a heart attack over the weekend and underwent triple bypass surgery in Toronto. He says he's resting well with his family, and his doctor has approved of him running for re-election in the June 2nd election. If you have any business at Timmins Police Headquarters, mask up. The service has reinstituted the mask mandate in response to the surge of COVID-19 cases during the sixth wave. Other measures like screening might also return. Canada's top doctor is urging us to help lessen the blow of the sixth wave by getting boosted. Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Theresa Tam says we need to be prepared for a resurgence of the virus in the fall and winter.
Doesn't matter where you are, it's very likely that Omicron variant, the BA2 sublineage, is spreading quite widely in your community. I would advise getting that booster shot and masking.
Tam says as Ramadan continues, and with Passover, Easter, and other long weekend celebrations and opportunities to gather approach, Canadians should keep doing their best to protect each other. Over the next three summers, the most challenging phases of connecting link reconstruction in Timmins will be accomplished. By fall 2024, the replacement of underground infrastructure and rebuilding Algonquin will be completed to Burnett Road. City engineer Pat Seguin says last year's work proved that we can all work patiently around some inconveniences. He suggests we shouldn't focus on the negative, remembering that we get a smoother ride and better lighting, among other benefits.
And again, that connecting link is the engine of our city. All the goods and services in our minds depend on it, so it's important to get something that'll last us for years to come.
Our full interview about what the next 3 years hold in store is on an audio link on mytimmonsnow.com. Well, Joe Greco calls his masterpiece the Next Generation Model 1. NG1 for short. The Timmins High School grad just won an innovation challenge at Cambrian College in Sudbury for his prototype of a remote-controlled robot that takes video inside water and sewer lines. It's lighter than what's currently in use, and because it doesn't have a cable, doesn't have to be hauled out as often. Greco won $3,000 for his efforts and intends to use the money for further development.
Just continuing to work on the prototype, potentially look for funding in that, and see where the project goes.
For proprietary reasons, Greco can't share any photos of NG1. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.